Welcome to Amit Segal, Telegram. A packed day of news, wouldn't you say? Everything from international politics to, well, rockets over Starod. Let's unpack it all.
Absolutely. It's hard to know where to even begin. Le Pen sentenced to 2 years, banished from politics. What a shakeup in France.
Wow, right? A major shift in the political landscape. And then, closer to home, this Qatargate scandal is exploding. A journalist questioned, suspected of contact with a foreign agent.
It's a tangled web, for sure. And then there's Minister Levin criticizing Justice Ronan's participation in a conference. Strong words, calling it a disgrace and a stain on the Supreme Court. He doesn't pull any punches.
No, he certainly doesn't. It's a heated political climate all around. And speaking of heat, the situation in Gaza is flaring up again. IDF destroying tunnels, rockets being launched. It feels like a constant cycle.
It does. And amidst all this, the High Court hearing on the dismissal of the Shin Bet chief will be broadcast live. Transparency, I suppose, but also added pressure.
Exactly. And then you have Ronan Tsur, former head of the captives unit, making some serious accusations against Netanyahu, claiming Netanyahu wanted to harm Qatar while his confidants were allegedly receiving money from them. Explosive stuff.
Absolutely explosive. And Erdogan spokesperson targeting Tsar. What's that about? Seems like everyone's at odds with everyone else these days.
It does, doesn't it? And the back and forth about the Shin Bet leadership, Sharvit in, Sharvit out, it's dizzying. And then there's the legal drama surrounding Netanyahu's trial. Journalists being warned not to approach him in court.
A safe space, they called the courtroom. Interesting choice of words. And speaking of courts, charges being filed against protest activist Ilan Yaffe, it just never ends.
No, it doesn't. An MK Nama Lazimi forcibly removed from a protest, more political tension. And then amidst all this, Smotrich returning to the Knesset, Cruiser out, it's a revolving door of political maneuvering.
It really is. And then a moment of, well, I guess you could call it levity. Gadi Moses, the former captive, celebrated at a soccer game. A nice reminder that there are still good things happening.
A much needed moment of positivity, yes. But then back to the serious stuff. Netanyahu's trial postponed. IDF airstrikes in Beirut, rocket fire from Gaza, it's relentless.
It is. And the Qatargate investigation deepens. Oryek and Feldstein remaining in custody, police wanting to extend their detention. This thing is far from over.
Far from over. And the accusations against Oryek are getting more serious. Allegedly leaking classified information, it's a complex and concerning situation. And then, a bit of April Fool's Day humor, with Rotman proposing a day to commemorate democracy. A little ironic, given the current climate, wouldn't you say?
Ironic, indeed. And Minister Zohar warning of civil war if Netanyahu is declared incapacitated. Strong words, with serious implications. And then the police nickname for Qatargate, Train at the Gate. A bit of dark humor, I suppose?
I suppose so. It's a lot to take in. From international incidents to local politics and everything in between. Thanks for joining me today to dissect it all. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and goodbye from Amit Segal, Telegram.
Bye-bye.